We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Chav Dalet Omid Beis. We are beginning 12 lines from the top of Daf Chav Dalet Omid Beis. The first words on the line are Omduli, and we're starting from Tana Rabbana. It's like one quarter way down the Omid, Tana Rabbana. We learned in Abraisa, Nismalei Ziknoi, when his beard gets full, Royu Liyos Shliach Tzibur. He can become a Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur means what? So Rashi explains, Shliach Tzibur means L'chol Tzorchem, L'tkaya Shofar, V'lenadois, he wants to be a dayan to do nidui, or wants to be a parnes of the ear, or tekaya shayfar. A shliach tzibur has to be an older, more than just bar mitzvah. He has to have a nismali zikni. He has to really be an older, a teen, or even a 20-year-old. He has to have a nismali zikni. V'leiv me ateva, dam from but he also has to have a nismali zikni. V'lisa is kapov. And to duchen, he has to have a nismali zikni. So Frank Tais Akasha, obvious question. That Bishlam Shliach Tzibur understand, okay, you have to have a smiley zikna. You tell me to dam for the Amid and to Duchen, you have to have a full beard. It's a first Mishnah and a Gemara and Megillah that once he reaches Bar Mitzvah, Yashde Cyrus, he's allowed to dam for the Amid and to Duchen. So what are you talking about? So advertise is like this, that to do Bekvias, dam from Bekvias, or to even Duchen Bekvias, seems like Tosfos says that it has to be a smiley zikna. But just once in a while, then it can be even by mitzvah. But then Tosfos asks, that what do you mean? You find that even a cotton could do duchen, could noise as kapov. Even a cotton could do it. So that Tosfos asks like this, that it's dafka together with other gedolim. So it comes to the three levels, it comes to noise as kapov, which is interesting. That the three levels are, the first level is a cotton could only duchen together, if he knows that a duchen only, and he could duchen together, do noise as kapov, together with other gedolim. Once he comes by mitzvah, he could do it himself, but not by kvias. Bekvias, he has to be a smiley zikna. Those are three levels. So it's all, maybe it would be. Bekvias himself, he'd be the only one there. Bekvias, it sounds like from this Gemara and Tosfos, it would be, I don't know how we paskin Legavidat. I don't think that we paskin, maybe you have to look it up to see how we paskin Legavidat halacha. But in any case, the halacha first is, then a smiley zikna really has a shiach. Tzibur, if you have a table, it says kabov. Me'emesai koshula avoido. When are you koshula avoido? Meshuyovish de Cyrus. When are you allowed to avoid the Beis Mikdash? After Yavish Dei Cyrus. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Achi Ben Esrim. You have to be 20 years old. Omer Avchista, my time of the Rebbe. What's the problem, Rebbe? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that you have to be 20 years old. This Pasuk already is a Pasuk in Ezra. It says, V'shona Hashem is Levoyen Mabes Elohim Yerushalayim, Mechor Yishasheni, Hechalu Zerubavel Ben Shlaltiel, V'yashua Ben Yitzhak, V'shara Chema Kahanim Alviyim, V'chol Abom HaShvi Yerushalayim, V'yamidu Alviyim, Ben Esrim Shona V'malo, L'natzeach HaMalechas Beis Hashem. They came, it's actually Loshon Alviyim, and we'll see if that means, we're saying it means Kahanim, according to Rebbe, we'll get back to that soon. But it says, that it says in the Pasuk, V'yamidu Esalaviyim, Ben Esrim Shona V'malo, L'natzeach HaMalechas Beis Hashem. To strengthen themselves, Amalek is Beis Hashem. So you see, you have to be 20. It's not enough to be a mitzvah. Ve'idach, the other man, the Yom, says, L'natzeach shani. It means certain jobs that take hischaskus, take strength. Like Rashi says, the mashma, lavadu avoidus kevedus, hard avoidus, atzrichas etzuach, they need strength. Those are the ones that need a 20. Freitag, Gemara, no, Stamakasha. Rebbe and Chama are arguing exactly this possible means all kind of have to be 20 or Dafka Lenatzeach. But either way, it's Tumay Kanam. What do you mean? It says Levium. Vaho, I grew up Levium, Ksiv, everything, Mark, Roshim Levi. Roshim Levi. Be'esim Rabbah Mekayim is Niku Kanam Levium. There are 24 places where Kahanim are called Levium. Vizet Echad Mehem, and the following is one of them. It says the Pasuk, Va Kahanim Halavium Reit Tzodok, as a Shavuot subscribes to Mekdashim Vizet Israel. So that Pasuk, we know B'nai Tzadik was a Kayin, and it says B'nai Tzadik, so we know the Kahanim. It says the Kahanim are Levim. So we see some of the Kahanim are called Levim. Why are they called Levim? Rashi is two Pshatim. Either Pshat is because the Maisa, they're from Shevet Levi. So you call them Levim. That's one Pshat. Another Pshat he says is that Levim is a Lashon of Shamashim, people who service other people. So that's Lashon HaLevim. But Kahanim are Levim, who are servicing Klai Yisrael B'nai Tzadik. Zot Mar Vayit Tanur Rabbanon. Ish Mizarachol Derizom. It says in the Pasuk, Ish Mizarachol, there is so much year by Mum Laikrav, Lahakrav Lechem Alakop. And this pasuk says that Ish from a Kayin should not do Avoida when he's a Mum. Mekano Rolo is a Kotum Postle Avoida, fill of Tam. Because it says Ish had a problem Mum. But if you're not an Ish, even a Tam is no good. Maybe it's like Koshal Avoida, Mishyovish De Cyrus. Once he had reached the Eretz, this is the Makar, that you have to be at least by mitzvah to do Avodah in the Beis Mikdash. Aval ochav ha-kahanim, ima nicha noisei la-avoid, achi ben chof. L'mayis of the kahanim, don't let you do Avodah until you're 20. So is that Rebbe or not? So ikad amri, ha-Rebbe, this is going according to Rebbe. The only thing is, if it's Rebbe, I thought according to Rebbe, you're apostle under 20. So you see, from here, you're not apostle. We don't let you do Avodah. Fill apostle to Rabbanu last night. If this is Rebbe, it comes out Rebbe that's at 20 years old. It was only lechatchila to be 20. But Avada be the Ever, the Avada is good. Because it says, it doesn't sound like it's possible. Really, Rebbe is the apostle Rabbanu. Rebbe holds it's possible be the Ever. You have to be 20. And this price is the Rabbanu. For Rabbanu who? And we see from here, the Rabbanu who say that really, you're from Bamitzu, you can do Avodah, that's only with the Eved. But lechatchila, the loy. But lechatchila, you should not do Avodah until you're 20. Avodah the Eved, Avodah is kosher, Avodah is kosher. So, coming up with the Gemara is, we had a machlokes in a brisa, when you start doing Avodah, from Bamitzu or from 20 years old? And really now, there's two versions of the machlokes. One way to learn is, that according to everyone, you have to be 20. Just like Rebbe Rabbanan is, if it works for the Eved under 20 after a mitzvah. Or the opposite. Everyone agrees from a mitzvah on the way that works. The machlokes is even v'lechatchila if you have to be 20 or not. According to Rebbe, you have to be v'lechatchila 20. According to Rabbanan or not, it's telling you the two versions of our Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. This is about Tumah V'Taira. Tar b'kli cheres, something that's tar b'kli cheres, which means a kli cheres, we'll see in the Gemara, if you touch a kli cheres, a tummy touch a kli cheres from the outside of the kli, outside of the utensil, does not become tummy. Only becomes tummy from the inside, the ear and the inside. So tar b'kli cheres, tummy b'chol ha-kelim. But other kelim, which means like metal kelim or wood kelim, they become tummy from the outside, from touching the outside or the inside. It means from touching it. Tar, but there's no ear, no soul in the ear. Tar b'chol ha-kelim, something that's tar on all the kelim, tamei b'kli cheres, which means if you put something in the ear of a regular keli, it's tar. That'll be tamei by a kli cheres. That'll be tamei by a kli cheres if you put something in the ear space of a kli cheres. And it all comes from psukim. We'll see in the Gemara. Tanu rabbanan learned in a brayis like this: avir kli cheres tamei. The ear space of a kli cheres, you hang a mouse in the ear space of a kli cheres, the kli cheres becomes tamei. But the gabay tar, if you touch a mouse to the outside of the keli, it's tar. And the opposite is true by other kelim. Avikol a kelim tar. The ear space of all kelim is tar. But gabam, but the outside of it is tamei. Nimsa, we see from here, tar b'kli cheres, something that's tar b'kli cheres, tamei b'chol a kelim, which is what? Which is avir kli cheres, gabay, which is touching the outside of a kli cheres, is tar b'kli cheres, is tar b'chol ha-kelim, is tar b'chol ha-kelim, if you touch the outside of it. Tar b'chol ha-kelim, which is the ear space, is tar b'kli cheres. But not immediately. How do you know? Tar b'chol ha-kelim, pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parashat Shemini, a pasuk like this. V'chol kli cheres, asher yipa mehem al toichoy, all kli cheres, that something fell into the toichoy, kol asher v'soichoy yitma, everything inside is tamei, v'oysos ishbayru, and the kli cheres is not shaykh to have tvil on it, and therefore, you break it. Mashenkin, a kli matris or a kli eitz, it's called a kli shetef. Why is it called kli shetef? Because I can put it in the mikvah and toivel it. So when we talk about kelim, it's a kli cheres, which cannot be toiveled. It cannot be become tar again. You have to break it. Mashenkin, kli shetef is a kli matris, which is metal, or a kli eitz, which is wood, that could be toiveled. But it says here in the pasuk that when it comes to a kli cheres, b'chol kli cheres, hashiipa mehem el toichoy, if something falls inside it, a tamei kol shav b'seichi yitma, everything inside becomes tamei. So I'll think more like this. If something falls into the ear space of a kli cheres, it becomes tamei, even though it did not touch anything. Maybe it has to touch. It says that toichi l'tamei, which means everything becomes tamei inside it, other things that are inside become tamei. It says toichay to become tamei. Ma toichay mele tamei. We'll see in a second how we know that. Madach, everything in the kli cheres, even though it doesn't touch the kli cheres, becomes tamei. Obviously, no, it didn't touch the kli cheres. Af toichay amele tamei. Also, the toichay that's making it tamei. Af obviously no, even though nothing touched it, it becomes tamei. So we're darshing in the pasuk. It says v'chol kli cheres v'shibah mele toichay kol shav b'seichah yitma. Saying just like kol shav b'seichah yitma is tamei, even though it didn't touch the kli cheres, It means I put an apple inside it. It became tummy even without touching the cheres. So the same thing, the mouse that went inside it was a tamid without touching it. Now, because it's in the same pasuk, it's a hekesh to each other. Now, how do we know the apple becomes tummy without anything touching it? The Torah says about a kli cheres that everything inside it is tummy. And tapachof heyam and aleph. Vafilu moli chardel. It sounds like even if it's full of little mustard seeds, and if it's little mustard seeds, how do the mustard seeds in the middle becoming tummy? It's not touching the kli cheres. Like Rashi explains that you can't say it's metame zeze. First of all, for three reasons, you can't say that all the mustard seeds are metame each other, and really it's coming from the touching of the wall of the inside of the kli cheres. Why can't it be? There's three reasons. First of all, for oichel to metame other things, it has to be a sheer kebeya. Mustard seeds are not kebeya. Number two is midaraisa ein oichel metame oichel. One food cannot metame another food. And third of all, Rashi says, It would be a Risha and makes a Shani makes a Slishi, she makes a Rvi. It doesn't go further than that. So how would all the mustard seeds become Tame? Since it says in the Pasuk, Kol Asher B'Seicha Yitma, which means everything in there is Tame, all the mustard seeds are Tame, it must be. If all the mustard seeds are Tame, it works with Avir Kli Cheres. So it's a Raya that even if it doesn't touch the Kli Cheres, it becomes Tame. And that would make a Hekesh that if everything inside becomes Tame without touching, so it becomes Tame also without touching. Now let me tell you a kavachayim. V'yekil cheres b'tamei megaboi. Let a kli cheres become tamei b'negia mekavachayim. If a mouse touches the outside of a kli cheres, it should become tamei. It's a kavachayim. Uma kol akelim, all other kelim she'im b'tamei b'avirim me'avirim. The all other kelim do not become tamei from an airspace. If I put a mouse into a metal pot, it does not become tummy. Stol metame megabon becomes tummy with negia, touching it. Kli cheres shemetame ba maaviroi. Kli cheres becomes tummy from the airspace, like we learned from the pasuk kashab seicha yitma, and it's a hekesh to kashipel metoichai. So it all becomes tummy maaviroi. Ain a din shemetame megabon should not have become tummy from touching on the outside. Oh, makro, we'll learn from a pasuk showing you that kli cheres not become tummy megabon. It says in the pasuk, V'chol kli pesuach asher ein tzom pasalov, says if you have in the oil hames, you have a kli that's open, doesn't have a cover snugly on top of it. So it says, kol kli pesuach asher ein tzom pasalov tamehu. So ezu kli shetomasa kademis lepischei, which item becomes tame through being open, the inside, the airspace. Which keli is that? That is a kli cheres. That's a kli cheres that it comes through the opening of it. And what does it say? It says dafka ain't tzomet pasul of his tummy, but hayash tzomet pasul avayim like kli cheres. But he ain't tzomet pasul of his tummy. If there's no tzomet pasul on it, then it's tummy. Hayash tzomet pasul of, but if the cover is on it snugly, it's tar. What do you mean? It's an oil mace. Why does it become tummy from the outside? Clearly, that a kli cheres does not become tummy from the outside. So even if you try to make kavachayim, we have a pasuk that does not become tummy from the outside. Now the Gemara tries to come the other way. V'yu kol ha-kelim mitamim ma'aviru m'kavachayim. All of the kelim should become tamei from the airspace inside from a kavachayim. Uma kli cheres she'im mitamim megabon. Ma kli cheres has no tuma on the outside. How do we know? From tzomet pasul. Stol mitamim ma'aviru becomes tamei from the inside, from the airspace. Kol ha-kelim shemitamim megabon. All of the kelim become tamei from the gear. And it didn't shemitamim ma'aviru. Shouldn't it get tamei from the airspace? On my craw, the pasuk says, "Toychoy, toychoy of a kli cheres, toychoy shazev, toychoy shachar." Dafka inside of this a kli cheres, and no other kli, the inside makes a tamei, the earth makes a tamei. Vayit the Gemara, "V'hani toychoy adarshinu." You darshin toychoy already. We darshin. This says two times toychoy in the pasuk. One Hashem Asaycha told you that all the chardel becomes tamei just from the airspace, and the other Asaycha told you that it becomes from the airspace becomes tummy, and we say it's a hekesh to each other. One's a gufe, one's a gzeres shava. So we needed both toichas in the pasuk. How can you use it? You need both toichas in the pasuk. First of all, that it becomes tummy from the inside. And then how do you know that it doesn't have to touch from the other toichas that says it becomes tummy like the chal becomes tummy? So you need both pasuk. Chal the gufe, chal the gzeres shava. You need both of them. So how can you use it to come to exclude the kli shatef, the other kelim? How do you come to exclude that? The Gemara explains, Arba Toichai Ksiv. Each Toichai is two drashas. Kuchukura said Toich. Toich and Toichoi, Besoichoi, could say Besoich and Besoichoi. So Arba Toichoi Ksivi. Toichoi, Arba Ksivi, Toichoi means Toich Toichoi, and every Toichoi means two. Arba Toichoi Ksivi, Toichoi, Toich, Toichoi, Toich. So what are the four drashas? Chad the Gufei. Want to tell you that it becomes Toich from the airspace. Vechad Xer Shava, that doesn't have to touch. It goes inside, doesn't have to touch. Maybe you have to go inside and touch. Doesn't have to touch. That's the other Toich that we said. Kosh of Sech Yitma says even Chardel, even if it's not touching each other. V'chad, one, another drash, a third one is Toich HaShazel Toich HaShachar. Only Cheres has tunnel for the airspace. No other Klishetef. V'chad teaches you the fourth thing. Toichoi, loy Toich Toichoi Mafil Klishetef. Which means like this. Let's say in the Klicheres, you have another Keli. And in the other Keli is food, is an apple. That apple won't become tummy. Why? Eyes in the airspace of the Klicheres. It has to be the middle Keli is sticking out of the outer Keli. Lamais, it's inside. The apple's inside the Klicheres. It's inside another Keli. The Chiddush is, that Kli is saves the apple. Now, if it's a Klicheres, it's possible why it saves the apple. You know why? The outside Klicheres has become tummy. So the Klicheres sitting in this Klicheres is not going to become tummy. But the Chiddush is in the Klishetef. Even the Klishetef doesn't come tummy from the outside. Now, why not, Taka? If the Avir Klicheres, the outer one, is tummy, so why doesn't the Klishetef that's inside it become tummy from the outside? The answer is because the Avir of a inside of a Keli is considered like a Rishon, at least a Rishon Latuma, and it can be Matama Kalim. The Loch is only Av can Matama Kalim, but the inside of a klicheres can only metama foods, and it's really a pasuk. The pasuk says dafka foods says v'kol aichel. That we learn from pasuk that the inside of this kli could be metama only food, but not kalim. It cannot be metama kalim. That's what comes out from me. It cannot be metama kalim. So even the klishetef will save that. We'll save it. So one more gemara. Tomorrow gemara is a kachem like this. V'loi yu kol kelim matam megabon el matoichem negia l'chayra all kelim, all other kelim should only be matam maybe in the inside and when negia. We know who needs the gear, can't be besaychay, but maybe it should not become matam from the outside, only inside when negia. Why kavachayma? L'makli cheres matam ma'aviray. Cheres comes matam from aviray, doesn't have a touch. Still any matam megaboy. It's not matam from the outside, only the inside. So kol hakeilim she'ein matam ma'aviram, it's not matam ma'aviram. It's not tumah ma'aviram. So in addition, she'ein matam ma'gabon, maybe the outside should not become tumah because klicheres is so chomer there's no tumah on the outside. And here it can't be matam on the inside because we have a miyut of toichoi. But let it only work on the inside with touching, like this. The outside it's kol hakeilim it's not matam because even klicheres is so chomer it's not matam on the outside. So klicheres shouldn't have the outside. But it's, even the inside, it's only when we're touching, because we said inside doesn't have inside. So Amakra, the pasuk says, V'chol klipas suach hasha inside and pasul of tamei hu. It says, Lashon tamei hu. Hai hu dechi inside and pasul of tamei. Only a klicheres, without a cover, is tamei. Ha yesh inside and pasul of is tahar, but if it has a summit, it's tahar. Ha kal kalim, all the kalim, the only thing that's saved is only something that becomes tamei ma'avir. Only something that without a tzom apostle becomes tamei, that a tzom apostle saves it. Everything else, lesson who tells you, everything else becomes apostle on the outside, even with a tzom apostle. Hakol akim, bein shiyash tzom apostleim. Bein she'ein tzom apostleim, mit tamim, it becomes tamim. Even with a good cover, it becomes tamim from the outside. That teaches us that there's tumah megaboy on kol akim. You don't say the kavachaymer. So the bottom line is that a klicheres is with tamim ma'aviroi on the inside, but if you touch it on the outside, negia will not become tamim. On the inside, any time it's inside, it'll automatically be ma'aviroi, will become tamim. That's klicheres. A klishetef needs negia, either negia on the inside or the outside, but there's no Kli, there's no din that there's tumah ma'aviroi by a klishetef.